Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Untouchable Girls, the Top Twins story, written by Jules and Linda Topp and read by Emily Padden Brown. Mum and Dad met in 1953 at a Christmas Eve dance in the Wairinga Community Hall. Out the back of Te Kauwhata was how Dad would explain it to people who didn't know where the place was. After a year of courting, they were married. Brother Bruce was born on Christmas Eve a year later, and we arrived 2.5 years after that. Dad and his brother Uncle Tom farmed a small South Down sheep stud, but Dad had always wanted to work on a big sheep station. So when we were 6 months old, he loaded us and everything we owned into an old flatbed truck, and we headed off to greener pastures. Dad had got a job as the head stockman on a big sheep and beef station in Tolliga Bay on the East Cape. As the wife of the head stockman, Mum was expected to cook for the shepherds. It was hard work looking after 3 kids under 5, preparing meals every night for the family and the shepherds in a house with no electricity and just a coal range to cook on. She recalls the shearing gang feeling sorry for her and having a whip around to give her money to buy something for us kids. Our next move was to a big sheep station in Waimiha, south of Te Kuiti, where we lived in an old wooden farmhouse in the middle of nowhere. Mum described it as a lonely, isolated place with a desolate view. The house was dark and dank, and we didn't stay there long. Soon it was back up north to where Dad leased a farm block off the port of Whangarei. It had been set up as a dairy unit, so Mum and Dad bought a small herd of Frisian cross cows and settled into their new way of life. Sadly, this was to be short-lived as the port company took the land back for development. The herd was sold and Dad got a job as a stock agent with Wrightson's. We headed back down south to Havelock North. Still in the back of Dad's mind was the dream of being a high country shepherd, so when he was offered a Huntaway pup, he jumped at the chance. We were living in a small 2-bedroom house in town at the time, and Dad made a bed of sacks in the lean-to at the back door for him. Jules and I named him Sam and thought he was the most adorable thing we'd ever seen. Mum, on the other hand, didn't seem as pleased. 3 young children and now a puppy, with Dad out all day long visiting farms. The following week, Sam went missing. We rushed inside to tell Mum that Sam was nowhere to be found, and just then the phone rang. Mum picked it up. She was very apologetic to the caller, then hung up, gathered us kids together, and we headed out the door. Jules and I insisted we take our trikes, and off we went. Sam was having a lovely time splashing around in the school swimming pool with all the kids. He was hauled out and handed to Mum. Back at home, Mum decided to put Sam under the house. It was one of those houses that had boards all the way around, and she thought he would be safely locked away until Dad came home. The little gate leading under the house did not have a very secure lock, so Mum pushed...